The comments from the Director of Finance saying that they had not yet ruled out writing to the families of students, threatening to withdraw their student grant applications if they hadn't paid the household charges is extremely disappointing. When the letters were sent out in County Clare, Sinn Féin have begun to seek legal advice on the legality of those letters. Now, on the back of the Director of Finance's comments, I've spoken to Deputy Jonathan O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD in Cork, who is seeking that legal advice just to inform him that the action hasn't been ruled out in Donegal. So we hope to prevent that from happening in this county. But in my view, that has no legal standing whatsoever. That would be similar to a parent of a child having a speeding fine and then with a non-paid speeding fine, and to tell that child now is unable to drive because of it. It's a ludicrous situation in my view.
But you can understand where the council are coming from here. Donegal has had quite a low rate in people paying the household charge. Their budget's going to be severely affected. They have to try all they can to get people to pay this charge.
The council have been put in a very, very difficult position by Phil Hogan, who's decided to withdraw €4 million euro and to drive the council to the point of bankruptcy to try and bully the people of this county into paying an unfair charge. Now, County Clare County Council have taken a further step to try to bully the students, potential students of the state, threatening to withdraw them from accessing education, and a further attempt to bully their parents into paying the household charge. Now,